Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey now, Semper Fi, welcome in to this Wednesday edition of Sports Talk here on WWL, AM, FM, and.com. Along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, I'm Christian Garrick, Mark Menard at Master Control. Plenty to get to on the show today. We'll lead you up to the Will Wade Show at 7 p.m. The Saints continue to make some roster moves. They restructured the contract of David Onyemata, defensive tackle, saved about $4 million there. They terminated the contracts of two veteran tight ends and Josh Hill and Jared Cook. We saw that one coming a mile away, even Josh Hill to a degree. All in all, with the moves they made today, they trimmed about $6 million off the salary cap, Bobby, that they were about $64 million projected over the cap. So, again, whittling away.
Yeah, they keep chipping away. And
not surprised by Jared Cook, are you?
No. Maybe a little bit with Josh Hill. But then you look at like a veteran tight end, because we've always, taken that approach with Ben Watson. You look at Jerry Cook. He came in the waiver wire. Kyle Rudolph with the Vikings. I remember Kyle Rudolph. Wasn't that the guy who caught the touchdown pass?
The push-off.
Yeah, the push-off. I don't know. He got away with it. There's going to be guys that are available. Now, what's interesting, David Onyemata, I think they have big plans for him as far as wanting him to be part of the team. You know, when you look at that combination, you need that rotation that because you are a starter. Christian, let's say you don't start, but you go in the middle of the second quarter. Well, aren't you a starter? You know how they rotate the defensive line?
Yeah. So you're a starter because you're about six deep inside.
Yeah, if you getting 20, 25 snaps, 30 snaps, whatever it might be. So David Onyemata, Malcolm Brown, Sheldon Rankins, that's all guys that are considered stars, even though you might not start the game, you're part of the rotation. When you're in the game, that's a starting play because you're demanded, if the defense is doing the right thing, that you're a piece of the puzzle to help the defense succeed. Now, the one guy that doesn't surprise me, because I think he would be – every team would want him. Now, I'm interested to see the numbers. J.T. Gray. J.T. Gray, Christian, we even talked about this. You remember we let Chris Banjo go?
Yeah.
Chris Banjo, he was pretty damn good. And then all of a sudden he goes to the Cardinals. Good for him. He had opportunity. But J.T. Gray was a better version of Chris Banjo. So they look at, how can we restructure and keep guys that we think are amongst the best – when you look like a David Onyemata and J.T. Gray.
So David Onyemata, and of course, as I pull up the numbers, the screen refreshes. So Onyemata signed a 3-year, $26 million contract extension prior to last year. So his numbers this year are not all that different, but Gray gets a $4 million contract with $2 million guaranteed. That's bang for your buck right there when you're talking about where you put him in terms of the kicking game and what he can do as an all-pro kick cover guy.
If you look at the Saints where they're at week in and week out in every game, we'd have been extremely disappointed if they didn't win the special team battle. A lot of times, you look at just Morstead or like Will Lutz, you look at the kicking game. As far as the kicker, or the field goal kicker, extra point, all that, kickoffs, and or the punter. But the coverage units, kickoff and punt coverage, that was – when we're breaking it down, you want to win two of the three phases, offensive and special teams. Well, I always took the approach every game, we're going to win special teams. Because that's where they were ranked.
They pretty much did.
That, you know, they'd be like, well, we didn't play the Dolphins. We didn't play the Bills. So you have to look at who you're going against. Oh, we playing this team, and look, our special teams versus theirs. Oh, we should win. When you flip in the field, the hidden yardage and all that. And JT Gray is a big part of that. Justin Hardy is a big part of that. You know, you just look at that was one thing you got to give the coaches a lot of credit and the upgrade, because that has been a team strength. You know, what have you done for me lately? No, we're about as good as it gets. You know, can you get all your units in the top 10? But our special teams were in top 5. And I'm talking about field position kickoff and punt coverage. And then you look at the return game, we have an all-pro returner. When you have an all-pro returner, you're going to have success. Now, the one last I'd say we'd have would be actually when you're looking at a kicker or punter with Thomas Morstead, considering what we're paying him. But Thomas Morstead is a starting punter. There's not 32 punters better than Thomas Morstead. Like, for instance, I think, I mean, you might not agree with this, but I don't think there's 32 quarterbacks better than Cam Newton. He even made that statement. You know, when you look at you trying to make it, and now you got to be willing to travel and move, if you're looking at your position, or is there 32 punters better than me, or 32 quarterbacks better than me, how are you trying to last?
I put Cam Newton in the mid-20s.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So he's taking almost, now, I don't know what you're going to get paid and what can you demand, and where Thomas Morstead's at in the direction. The only lull we had a little bit was, you know, we expect Will Lutz to be like Mr. Automatic. And then, you know, he missed that one, then he missed another one.
Through a little slump.
Yeah, a little slump. And then you say, well, come on, Will. Because it could come down to whether you make or miss a field goal.
5'10", Antonio Daniels, Pelicans color analyst, will join us. Got him. Got the Bulls tonight at home for the Pels. 5:30, Deuce McAllister, Saints radio color analyst, will join us at 5:30. Tim Zimmer, our NASCAR report at 6:40. Then at 7 p.m., it's the Will Wade Show. We are just getting started. Kevin and Chalmette coming to you after our break here on Sports Talk on WWL. Bottom of the eighth inning. LSU and Nichols tied at the box. We'll keep you updated on the score. That's a doubleheader. First game against Nichols. Second game coming up tonight at 6:30 against Southern. Bobby Hebert, Christian Garrick. Phone lines are open at 504-260-1870. We find Kevin and Chalmette. Go ahead, Kevin. You're on WWL.
Yeah, I got the quarterback played for Mississippi last year. I think his last name was Cusimano or Calinato. I don't hear much in the NFL talk.
Are you talking about Mississippi State?
Yes, sir.
KJ Costello.
Costello, you know, Abbott and Costello. That's a long lost cousin, but
yeah.
But he fell off the map after LSU.
He was benched 2 weeks later.
That shows you how bad, you know, LSU's defense was in their first game against him, because he transferred from Stanford. And he was outstanding. Now, to me, the Mississippi quarterback, and I trust Lane Kiffin. An evaluation, he was a shootout with LSU, would be Matt Carl, Corral. That's a guy, to me, the way he plays and how the game is changing, is going to get a chance in the NFL.
Bobby, kind of shifting gears on the dime. I don't know if you saw it, but Alvin Kamara, there was video of him posted recently snowboarding and skiing and then also playing ice hockey. And it got some fans talking about, oh, don't get hurt. He's going to get hurt. I mean, I guess what I'm trying to ask is, what do we expect from our pro athletes on our favorite teams to do in the offseason? Do we expect them to just sit in a bubble and just?
Well, yes.
Oh, Bobby, come on.
No. Depends what happened to your contract. Like John Elway and all, they had everything. He in Colorado. He could not snow ski. You know why? One wrong turn, you blow out your knee. And then what if the team has all this money invested in you? Now, if you have a stipulation that, you know, risk versus reward, I want to be able to snowboard or snow ski, had to sign a release of the scuba diving.
You did.
Like if I get the bends or whatever, you know, because you're going on shipwrecks, you might be 140, 150 feet under the ocean exploring a shipwreck. The team's invested in you, not the money they have now. So, yeah, they can control that, Christian. When they're paying you, they can control, it's like skydiving.
Motorcycles,
okay, we don't want you skydiving. Oh, we don't want you snow skiing. No, It could happen that, listen, Alvin Kamara is so athletic, he probably could do anything. But you can do anything and still get injured, and then you hinder the team. So that's what I'm saying. Snowboarding, skiing, and all that, that's high risk. I'm telling you, John Elway had a clause in his contract. He's a quarterback all these years for the Broncos. And here he's running the Broncos where, okay, you cannot snow ski. Because all of a sudden, in the offseason, John Elway blows out his knee.
But if the contract, real quick, update, LSU just batted in a run on a sacrifice fly, so they lead Nichols 4-3 at the bottom of the eighth. But if the contract doesn't have that clause, are you okay with them doing stuff like that?
Well, they have the fine print where if you get hurt off the field, maybe they don't have to honor your contract. So, I mean, the way I always I remember talking, we had this quarterback function in Georgetown in Washington, D.C., was that considering that, look at the money they were paying back then compared to now, that all these hobbies you might want to do, I mean, if you're in shape, you still could do it in your 40s. Let's say I love to ski, but the risk versus reward. I mean, so they would tell you, Alvin Kamara, listen, we want you to be healthy. How about you pick up snowboarding or snow skiing, whatever it might be, or ice skating, your ankles, you never know.
Ice skating is really hard on your ankles.
Do that when you're retired, and you can ice skate your behind off. You can do whatever you want.
Well, when the video surfaced of Alvin Kamara snowboarding, Sean Payton tweeted, said, all good.
Oh, well then, I mean, it's all good. I mean, but I can guarantee you, Mickey Loomis now, you know, Sean Payton's trying to be cool and all that. Yeah, good for you. You know, you're being active and you're snowboarding and all that. What if he had some serious incident? Sometimes you can't control. What if somebody comes out of nowhere and wipes out Alvin Kamara, and then all of a sudden he gets hurt?
What if he slips in the shower that night? I mean,
well, yeah, you could slip on the steps or the shower and all that. But I'm telling you, they look at high risk outside activities. That's the fine print in contracts where teams don't want to be liable.
They'll let you drive a car. That's still risky.
Yes, it's risky, but I guess. But are you racing?
If you're driving across the causeway or driving in general, that's a pretty big risk.
I'll tell you, they have clause in contract. If you get hurt off the field, whether they honor your contract or there's some buyout, that's...
Yeah, probably. So I want to know from the fans, what's the fair expectation? Do you expect these guys to literally not do anything? And they've got millions of dollars. They've got the money, the resources to do it. And if it doesn't violate their contract, I'm fine with it. You want to go snowboarding? You're allowed. Go.
Okay, so what if Alvin Kamara would blow out his knee or mess up his ankle really bad doing one of those activities outside of football?
It wouldn't affect my life.
Do you honor the contract?
It would depend on what the contract says.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, so. Look, there's fine print in every contract based on if you do something. Look, if we're on a contract here and we do something that paints the company a bad light, they can let us go.
Nothing happens until something happens. Woulda, coulda, shoulda. Well, you shouldn't have been doing that. How about you just go work out? How about you just live and breathe football?
I just don't think that's fair.
No, I had to sign a release. If something ever happened to me scuba diving, the team was not liable. In other words, not getting the big bucks like today.
So if you got an arm bit off by a shark.
Yeah, whatever. Because I've actually been in the Bahamas feeding the sharks. You know,
yeah, and you're nuts for that.
No, they going for the easy meal. They're going for the chunks of tuna. They're not going for me.
I know, but there ain't no way I'm feeding sharks.
No, you just don't expose your arms and just keep your hands
folded.
Fine,
I just don't get in the water and do it. How about that?
No, now that's a rush to feed the great white sharks. But you're in a cage. The great white shark is not breaking through the cage to get to you.
Have you seen Jaws?
Now it'd be a rush because you're like the animal in the cage when the shark's coming up and the chunks of meat. And you know, Joe Montana and I talked about that. You know, now you gotta have the resource to fly to Australia or South Africa, and then you go on these great white shark adventures. And basically, they're chumming water, and the great white sharks come up, and they put you in a cage, and, boy, your heart, talk about your heart racing.
Oh, I'm sure.
And start like, whoa. Because you know you're protected, but are you really protected? The way your brain is wired, what you're visualizing, and how you how it transfers, and that you can't just stand there. You want to back up, and the cage is being bumped around.
I'll rappel from a 200-foot tower, jump out of a perfectly good airplane, but I ain't getting in waters
well,
with sharks.
Well, the only thing why I never...
Parachutes don't have teeth.
I still think, though, I was in control whenever I was scuba diving, you know, doing stuff like that, versus, like, skydiving is a high-risk sport because it only takes one time your parachute fails. It's not like you get a second chance.
How often do you hear about a skydiver diving, dying because two chutes don't open?
Oh, well, how about people trying to be romantic and they go in the hot air balloon and they go up there. Oh, I wanted to do something nice for my wife and now anniversary in hot air balloon and we had a little mishap. They dead.
I hope it's more than just
No, think about that. It's like you're trying to do a good thing and be romantic, so... All I know is when you're high and all that and you've fallen, it's kind of risk versus reward. The risk definitely, the reward's not worth it. I mean, other people might skydive and they love it and all that. But to me, if you want to get that kind of rush, go on the world's awesome roller coaster. You know, your heart comes up in your
I'll
throat.
Do that.
And you know, now you, I guess the roller coaster can go off the track and then you screw it again.
Well, everything has a risk
yeah,
in life,
right. Exactly.
That.
I agree. I mean, getting hit by a 300-pound guy, you're standing in the pocket. That's a risk.
That's a big risk.
But then you look at the reward.
Yet another one I don't want to take.
Yeah.
I have no interest in that either. Zero.
So it's all risk versus reward. So
I want to know from the fans, what's the expectation from you as to these star athletes, pro athletes, water skiing,
all of that.
Snowboarding, ice skating, skydiving. Riding motorcycles, now, I would definitely say, all right, motorcycles, I can understand why teams would not want guys. Remember Winslow, Kellen Winslow Jr., pretty much ended his career on a motorcycle.
Well, you get in a wreck, it's bad, usually. You know, a high-speed wreck, whatever. But doesn't it seem like if you're in a high-speed wreck or a wreck on a motorcycle, even though you're doing the right thing, you know, the car didn't see you, whatever, that it never works out well? If you're on a motorcycle, people like to ride their Harleys or, these high-speed motorcycles. It's that rush, that adrenaline. But then if you wreck, I mean, it doesn't turn out good. I mean,
a lot of fatalities on motorcycles.
You're lucky to be alive.
Yeah, a lot of fatalities. I want to hear from the fans, though. What's your expectation? Should these athletes, these pro athletes that have the resources to do so, should they be kept in a bubble and not do anything, or should they enjoy the fruits of their labor, whether it's water skiing, snow skiing, snowboarding, skydiving, scuba diving? 504-260-1870. Ray on the North Shore. What's going on, Ray? You're on WWL.
Oh, Christy, I love Bobby Bear. You know why, brother?
Why's that?
Why is that? Because Ron Gatt, I love the Atlanta Braves. They won 14 national... The national title, the Atlanta Braves. Ron Gant, that old baseball. I love him very much. He was right, if I'm not mistaken.
They won the National League pennant.
They won the pennant 14 years in a row. Okay?
Right.
All right, Chris, like Bobby said, I think Ron Gant was riding a motorbike. I might be wrong, brother. Been a while, but I love the Braves. And I think he got hurt because he was riding a motorbike and he couldn't play. You know, when they come to playing ball. And Bobby, don't get me wrong. They can enjoy themselves, Chris. Don't get me wrong. But Bobby Abel, that's why I love my brother. Bill Simmons left when I met him a while back. He got a good point. Although you can't keep him on a little rock. But he's right. You don't need to go out there hurt yourself because he got hurt. I think Ron Guy got hurt, Chris, and riding the motorbike.
Well, you know what, Ray? Teams have too much money invested in you. You know what? When he was younger, I think he ended up selling his motorcycle. Remember Big Ben Roethlisberger got in the motorcycle wreck? And they have it in your clause in your contract. We're not liable. We're not paying you. We're not honoring the contract if you, get in a motorcycle accident. We're not going to do it. And now think about this, Ray and Christian and Mark. When you finish playing football, usually, I'm not talking about Tom Brady and Drew Brees and all. You're not really playing till you're 40 years old. So you're still a young man. So if you want to be that adventurous, can't you do that in your 40s, late 30s, your 40s, versus during your career? Why would you take that chance? Now, I guess players, how they wired. Well, why would you take that chance and risk that future income that you can have because you wanted that adrenaline rush or do something new? Alvin is intrigued, is involved with NASCAR. And, driving, I don't know, 190, 200 miles an hour. Well, the way, you know, technology and died, and it's amazing. You see these horrific crashes, and now the drivers are coming out alive. But why right now? Why would you risk that while you're playing?
Because you're 26.
Okay, but what the team has invested in you, and then you lose your future earnings. Well, then people are going to feel sorry for you?
Because you've been 26. You don't think much further than the next day.
No, I did. The one thing I thought I scuba dived enough, and I thought I was not going to take chances and, you know, to be in a situation where I'd have the bends and push the envelope. Now, Mr. Finks didn't agree with that. I remember I had to sign that release. Hey, Bear, if you drown or somehow you whatever, we're not paying you jack. That's fine.
Thankfully, none of those sharks took off a digit or an arm, and you didn't drown. Chris in New Orleans, what's going on, Chris? You're on WWL.
Hey, Christian. Hey, Bobby. Happy Thursday. Happy Wednesday. Real quick, you know, just to make a comment about what y'all were saying with Kamar and all that. You know, at the end of the day, we all got jobs to do, and, you know, we try not to get hurt and whatnot. And I think, you know, and we don't think, you know, I know when I've been skiing before, I don't think that I can get injured or whatnot. And I think a lot of the players think the same way. And it's just, you just got to be careful out there, man. You know, there's a lot of money invested in this cat, and we just, you know, we don't want to see him get hurt, man. Love y'all show, man. Thank you.
All right. Chris, how about, you know who was a famous guy? I got you, babe. Remember Sonny and Cher? Sonny Bono was the mayor of Palm Springs. Ran into a tree. Dead. Now, I mean, you don't want that to happen, obviously. Think how tragic that is. But okay, you think he woke up that morning, he's going snow skiing, he thinks he was going to lose his life?
No.
So, I mean, we're counting on Alvin Kamara too much. I don't want to put him in a bubble.
Yeah, but I think that's just selfish of fans to think that these guys should not go out there and enjoy the fruits of their labor. I mean, they went through the NFL season. If they want to enjoy a snow skiing vacation, then who are we to say, we shouldn't shame them.
No,
now, he understands the risks, and he understands potentially what he could be giving up should he get injured. But, again, when you're 26 and 27 years old, You know, you feel invincible. You don't think too far ahead.
Now, if he's going with his friends and all, what he needs to do is go in the bunny trail, sip cognac by the fireplace, and when they all come in and enjoy that atmosphere. And then when you finish playing, hey, you can go on the Black Diamonds, and you go down, you know, I'm going to go down that mountain right here. Someone's got to be like a professional. You're going to wipe out. I mean, yeah, go for it. You finish playing. Do what you want. I mean, it's too much money invested, Christian. That's the thing when you got millions and millions of dollars.
I understand that from the team perspective. I'm not the team. I'm looking at it from perhaps the player's position where, hey, I've got the resources to do so.
Go fishing. How about fishing?
Okay.
I guess you get an eye poked
you
out.
You can drown. You know,
yeah, you could drown out there, but you put a life preserver, GPS, hopefully. You with a reputable group that you're not going out, screw the weather. It looks like it's bad, but I'm still going fishing. Then you could kind of look at what's going to
go out. Everything has risks, man. I mean, everything.
I'm just telling you, a lot of times you could be the utmost unbelievable and safety motorcycle rider and all that, but you can't control what's going to happen around you. Now, if you're driving out in the country, maybe you're going a little too fast. I didn't quite make the curve.
Look at Tiger Woods.
Well, Tiger Woods probably some fell down and got distracted. He goes over the curb.
He was in a hurry to have a golf lesson with Drew Brees. But my point is that, so if we're talking about risk for Alvin Kamara in this situation, wasn't he at risk when he got in his car to go to the airport and then get on the plane and then land and then get in another car to go wherever he is, his lodging at the ski place? I mean, there's all kinds of risks.
But that's more a calculated risk versus It's Christian, flying on a plane is risky.
Sure, not as much as an automobile.
Now, and then you look at automobile accidents, all that come about. But the thing is, when they look at high adventurous sports and what you're doing. Like, you remember the Saints had a problem with, I don't think they had a problem. We talked about this. Who's that guy on Discovery Channel, Bears? What was his name?
I'm not sure.
Is it Bear Grylls?
Bear Grylls.
Bear Grylls, okay. And I
don't
know.
The Australian guy, too.
And Drew's doing something, some adventure. Maybe they climbing on the side of a mountain or whatever they're doing. I mean, I guarantee you Drew had to sign some kind of release to be able to do that.
Yeah.
But then whatever something happens, it's like, oh, well, That I guess that's the way to.
I don't know. I think it's just selfish. By the way, Nichols just tied it up with LSU in the top of the ninth inning. Devin Fontenot was on for the save. He blew that save opportunity. They're now tied, the Colonels and Tigers, at four apiece in the top of the ninth inning at Alec Box Stadium. Coming back for Sean, Marty, and Linda, and you two at 504-260-1870. This is Sports Talk on WWL. Back here on Sports Talk, bottom of the ninth, LSU and Nichols tied at four apiece.
That's a very entertaining game.
Yeah, one out in the ninth, so the Tigers have two more outs, so they're going to extra innings. They already got a doubleheader tonight.
Well, last year, I know Nichols State beat them, right, Christian?
I think
I want to say before everything.
I think they did.
Yeah, and then now they play Southern tonight. But it just goes to show you Louisiana baseball. The talent. So
LSU just got one on an infield single. They might rule that an error. Sean and Kenner, what's going on, Sean? You're on WWL.
Hey, guys. It's not so much that they should be thinking about the fans. Think about yourself. My cousin was married. Bob, you might know the name Mike Pryor. He was a free safety. He was drafted by Tampa Bay. He played with Indianapolis and Green Bay.
Yep.
And we used to go to the lake house on 4th of July. And he always drove the boat. We'd be skiing and whatnot. And it was, it was a good time. I finally was like, hey, Mike, what's the deal, Man, why don't you get on the skis or whatever? And he's like, man, I if something happens to me, I get hurt, then I can't play.
Right.
And he was more concerned with his paycheck.
Yes.
I mean, he wasn't a household name. I mean, he lasted 14, 15 years, I believe. His philosophy kind of got me in the mind because I got a physical job, and it's like I go to my children's birthday parties, they go roller skating, whatever. I don't put the skates on. I twist my ankle. Yeah, there's insurance, but the insurance doesn't pay me the same as my paycheck.
Right.
I'm with you, Bobby. It's like, hey, man, look, once you're done playing,
you can do whatever you want.
Yeah, cash your big checks now, man. Because, like I said, I don't think he ever made, he made more than a league minimum, maybe, but
right.
1 or 2 years. But other than that, he was just a league minimum guy at free safety. He had his longevity with the, he got a Super Bowl ring. He got an NFC championship ring.
Right.
Sean, would it be any different if he was playing golf?
Like, what do you mean golf? How?
Well, yeah. I mean, it wouldn't be any different.
You can step in a bad hole and tear your ACL playing golf.
Yeah, but Chris, you're a spastic? I mean, come on. Well, watch where you're walking. I mean, you can't compare like you're on a motorcycle or a dangerous sport to golf. Come on. I mean, maybe four.
It's funny you say that.
What if you wrench up your back pretty good?
But when we was at the lake house, we played a lot of golf. There was two separate golf courses there close. And we'd go play golf all the time. But, you drive the cart from where you hit the tee shot, you drive your cart to the ball, you step out of the cart to hit the ball again. You're not taking but two steps. I mean, that risk is a lot less.
Yes, you have to look at that's sure a great point. That's a great point, Sean. Christian, you have to look at risk versus reward.
I'm trying to illustrate
that. Come on, you can fall out of the shower or trip on the steps.
Yeah, everything about the severity of the risk, but still.
Well, the only thing is,
and
Sean would agree with this, Christian, it's like you're supporting your family, a regular guy, and you're working and what you're getting paid. I get hurt on the job, whatever, workman's compensation. But when you're getting paid millions of dollars, for instance, like the Michael Thomas contract, or you got Alvin Kamara, and you're going to go do something that can hinder you as a running back to keep you from making millions in the future? Now, I know 20-year-olds don't think that way, but I'm just telling you, you almost need to say, like, okay, look, slow your roll. Okay, I understand you want to do all this, and you're athletic enough to do it all, and you want to be exposed to the world. Listen, Alvin Kamara getting involved with NASCAR. Okay, be a sponsor. And then when you retire, if you want to go around the track 200 miles an hour, go do it. Or the same thing with skiing, whatever. It's too many people that we've known have had tragic ski accidents. Now you even see family members. We always go during Mardi Gras or during Easter vacation. And they have the resource. They'll go on a ski vacation, Colorado, Utah, whatever it might be. And then they come back. Everything went well, and then my wife or someone in the family blew out their knee. Okay? Then you got to rehab. But look where they're at. They might be a housewife, or they just have a job where they're not making millions. So that's why I think you have to look risk versus reward, how you could benefit your family in the future and the risk you're taking, because you want to enjoy extreme sport.
So what you're saying, as long as I don't go gargle glass, I'm good, because all I got to do is protect my voice.
Don't sword swallow. Don't be like swallowing swords or a fire eater, whatever.
It's not like, going to happen either.
You know, I guess you can juggle, but I guess you can get a concussion if you don't.
I can't juggle. So
if you're not a good juggler. So.
Corey and Linda, you're up next. This is Sports Talk here on WWL. Trey Morgan just walked off the Nickel State Colonels in the bottom of the ninth inning. Bases loaded. Sacrifice fly to left field. Tigers win 5-4. Back here on Sports Talk, let's squeeze in Linda in New Orleans East. What's going on, Linda? You're on WWL.
Yes, I just wanted to mention, like, about 30 or 40 years ago, there was a serious policy on Al Copeland Sr. Do you remember that with his boats? He couldn't get in the boat.
Yeah, he used to power boat race right there on Lake Pontchartrain, Popeyes. A lot of people would go watch that, because those boats were flying.
But he was not allowed to get in it. I mean, his insurance policy, they stated it on the news and stuff, you remember?
Right, you have to hire a boat driver. They wore, like, helmets and all that because they basically skip it off the water.
Yeah.
It's like high performance. You're not going to get anyone that's going to cover you if you're going to go out there and be that captain or the pilot or whatever.
Linda,
Linda.
Thanks for the phone call. Corey, I will lead off with you next hour. Also going to have Antonio Daniels, Pelicans TV color analyst. The Pelicans taking on the Bulls tonight in the Smoothie King Center. Also next hour, Deuce McAllister. The Saints making some roster moves. They restructured the contract of David Onyemata, saving about $4 million against the salary cap, and also terminated the contracts of Josh Hill and Jared Cook. They eat $2 million of dead money with the Jared Cook termination. They save about $1.45 million. They eat about $775,000 of dead cap money. I'll slow down for a second. And save about $1.4 million against the cap. We will continue next hour. If you want to jump in the conversation, feel free at 504-260-1870. Also, check out Mark Menard's article on the website, Pelicans, checking out the Bulls tonight, and also just where the Pelicans stand right now. Mark Menard has it for you online at WWL.com. He will also join the show for an appraisal of where Pelicans are currently ahead of the All-Star break and what they might look like after the All-Star break, maybe even making a playoff push. Like I said, Corey, you will lead off next hour, along with Antonio Daniels, Pelicans TV color analyst, all coming your way next hour. This is Sports Talk here on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.